Erica in the House, Town Trustee Report on January 29th, 1920. No, 2020. 2020 vision. 1920. How's it going, Erica?
It's going great.
Good.
Yeah, we had a good meeting last night.
Ooh. Have there been really horrible ones?
No, they're all pretty much good. Yeah, people should come hang out with us more.
Yeah.
We need more people in the audience.
Oh, just a range of good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. From good to very good.
Yeah.
So good. What was on the agenda last night? What did you talk about?
Well, you'll be excited to know we had an update on our trash service. I know that's one of your favorite topics.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Benny B.
So we just heard from the haulers and from town staff on how it's going, it's been.
How's it going?
It's going really well.
People put their trash out and somebody comes and picks it up.
People really have that down. Yeah. only had a few minor issues. People, a little bit of confusion on pickup days or missed service, but really pretty minor.
Do you have any sense whether it's changed the pattern of recycling use?
The numbers are up. And so the nice thing was that we did do a pretty thorough study ahead of time with Lori Batchelder Adams. And I think, I didn't pull those numbers, but I think our diversion rates at the time were somewhere between 25 and 28%. And based on... a waste that is not going to the landfill and instead is either being recycled or composted.
Okay.
And then based on the first quarter numbers, so the hauler is required to give us a quarterly report, our rate is looking like it's 37%. So
improvement.
An improvement. Yep.
Good.
So that was a good update. They do want people to know that if you're regularly overfilling your...
Can. You're on the one can plan, but your can is, can't close the lid.
Right. Or you have extra cans around it.
Oops.
You might get a fine.
Uh-huh.
So you should consider if you went too low, went too small, you might need a bigger bin.
Right.
Or what Ben and I would like to encourage folks is maybe you should consider adding compost. Maybe it's if you have a lot of food waste, and that's one of the reasons why you're going over.
Right.
Because the cost might be about equivalent. Maybe instead of paying the $15 to upgrade to the next size can, pay for the compost service, which I think is at around $18 right now. So,
right. Just take a little look in there and see what is in there.
Yeah, exactly. But you might be, they're going to be sending out some public information on what they're seeing out there.
Okay.
So people should be
aware of
that. You've been
alerted.
Yes. You've been alerted for all the listeners at KBNK this morning.
Right.
The other item, which Jeff Dickinson helped the town out a lot on, so I thought he might be here to help me. So if he's listening, he can text me if I mess anything up. He can call in. But we adopted new building codes, and Jeff has been working with the core staff and John Plano on this process with us for the last 8 months or so. And
this is residential building?
Residential building code.
So
we approved, for those who don't know, we have had mandatory solar in the past for homes that are 5,000 square feet or larger.
Right.
We changed that. So now if you build larger than 2,000 square feet, we do have mandatory solar requirements.
That living space, does it include your garage or is it just the living space? Jeff, if you're out there, let us know.
Exactly. Yeah. We did clear up in the past, you only had to count half of your livable basement. Now you have to count the whole basement.
Huh.
And then another loophole is you didn't have to count unfinished space.
Right.
So people were doing that. And now you have to, you count the unfinished space that's going to be livable in the future.
Right.
And then made some other cleanup of that code and other upgrades. And I'm sure, John Plano will have lots of information on hand for folks who have really detailed questions about that. But, all of that is to improve efficiency and make sure that the homes that are being built in Carbondale, have a lower carbon impact.
Okay.
So,
and when does that take effect?
July 1st.
Okay.
So we also extended it from the normal 45 days that we give because we know there's building projects in progress, so people have time to respond
right
and adjust their plans.
Okay.
We also approved funds to pay for a fast charger charging station for electric vehicles.
This is a level 3 charger?
A level 3 charger.
Okay. And where is that going to be?
It is going to be on Cowan Drive, which for folks who don't know, that's over by Days Inn.
By the Cowan Center.
By the Cowan Center. It's in Holy Cross territory. Mm-hmm. And Carbondale is split by Xcel Energy and Holy Cross Energy. Holy Cross Energy currently has really good, they're really willing to invest in the infrastructure upgrades on their grid needed for a level 3 charger. Okay. So that was one reason why that site was selected. And they also have a rate that's a little bit more friendly for charging stations than Xcel does, so that it will cost less for.
So will it be right on the street?
It's going to be right on the street because that's the only town.
So it's a parking
owned
space on the street that will have a level 3 charger.
Exactly.
Okay. So there's one at the parking garage in Aspen and at the Pickin County Public Works. And this will be, to my knowledge at least, the third one in the valley?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
So the for those of you unfamiliar, that is roughly 30 minutes to recharge your car, depending upon your battery size, but for me at least, it would be 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it'll be the only one in town, but it's a great way for folks to stop into at least part of Carbondale, either off of 82 or for folks coming over from Paonia or something right off 133. So it's a great location access-wise for folks for the quick charger. And one of the reasons we're doing it rather quickly as well is RAFTA was actually awarded a state grant to install a fast charger at their park and ride, but after receiving the grant, decided that their park and ride wasn't the best location since most people park there longer than 30 minutes.
Right.
So the state let them, they're basically giving that grant, which is $30,000 to help pay for this to the town of Carbondale for the install.
Great.
So we approved that and we put some of our money into it. And then the last thing we did was we named the new playground that's been built at Miners Park. It replaced the old playground there, the old playground equipment. Mount Soperus Rotary Club, they contributed funds to help make that project happen. So we have named that playground for them. So it's now called the Mount Soperus Rotary Playground at Miners Park.
Woo.
So
that's a mouthful.
Yes. But we were.
And is that open now or is it open in the spring?
It's open now.
Okay.
It's covered in snow. So not many people are playing on it, but.
But you could.
Yep. Okay. So that program was funded with FMLD funding, which is the Federal Mineral Lease District funds that we get access to being relatively close to oil and gas development and the Rotary Club. So that was it. That's all we did last night.
Thanks, Erica. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you. Thanks.